Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, today the millions of refugees and internally displaced persons who have been uprooted from their homes constitutes a global crisis. And this crisis requires mounting a response of unprecedented scale. Protection of the rights and physical well-being of the forcibly displaced is fundamental to that response. This global crisis does not discriminate. While Syrian refugees capture most of the headlines, we cannot forget the hundreds of thousands of people who have been displaced in or from South Sudan, Sudan, Iraq, Somalia, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Central African Republic, Afghanistan, Burma, Ukraine, Eritrea, and many other countries. As Assistant High Commissioner Turk noted in his remarks, time and again we have seen that countries that welcome refugees find that the new arrivals are resilient, hardworking, and courageous people who strengthen and enrich local communities in countless ways. It is extraordinary that those who have escaped death and violence, who have lost everything and started in a new place, can, with a little bit of help from their neighbors, overcome incredible hardships and contribute to society as doctors, teachers, artists, engineers, and business people. Our nations can welcome refugees desperately seeking safety and ensure our own security. As the Assistant High Commissioner said, we can and must do both. In the United States, we have shown these two objectives are not in contradiction. We have an opportunity to move the agenda forward over the next 2 years in our work to carry out the New York Declaration. As the organization that has an essential leadership role in protection, assistance, and solutions for refugees and IDPs, we recognize and support the key role of UNHCR in consultation with all stakeholders in evaluating the application of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework and, as a result of those consultations, adaptation and further development of the framework to inform a global compact on refugees in 2018. Central to the application of the framework is our collective pledge to keep borders open to those who need asylum and an understanding that non-refoulement is the bedrock of any refugee response. We must resolve to ensure that those fleeing persecution and conflict are able to reach safety and not live in fear that they will be sent back to a place of danger because of who they are or what they believe. In turn, the Refugee Compact should emphasize the rights of refugees provided under the 1951 Refugee Convention and its 1967 Protocol, including access to work and education, as well as the need to ensure that refugees are provided sufficient opportunities to find lasting, durable solutions, specifically local integration, voluntary return, and third country resettlement. These rights must be respected regardless of race, religion, gender, nationality, ethnicity, political opinion, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The compact should address the particular vulnerabilities of women and girls and promote measures to count an epidemic of gender-based violence that is perpetrated against them. Mr. Chairman, this year we celebrate the 65th anniversary of the 1951 Refugee Convention. The Convention and its 1967 Protocol have never been more relevant or more necessary. Our common humanity must be at the core of any response. We cannot turn our backs to others in their time of greatest need. We must redouble our efforts to resolve conflicts and create the conditions for refugees to return home voluntarily and in safety and dignity. We must also do much more to assist and protect the world's more than 41 million internally displaced persons. There is a role for everyone in helping refugees and IDPs. In the United States, NGOs, faith-based organizations, and civil society groups have long played an essential role in the refugee assistance and resettlement. They are the first to recognize that responsibility sharing for refugees is, in fact, opportunity sharing, as refugees can be great contributors to their new societies if only given the opportunity to do so. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the United States looks forward to working closely with UNHCR and the international community on the development of a global compact that will improve protection, assistance, and durable solutions for refugees. The refugee policies we put in place now will set the stage for how we, as an international community, will handle future crises. Let us take care to work together to address today's crises, plan for the future, and build on the expertise and experience that talented individuals and organizations, including the refugees themselves, bring to the table. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.